Hey, this is Luke with another Android Review Podcast. I'm here with Scott.
What's up? Hey, Luke, how are you today?
I'm all right, man. You are going to talk about a game today.
I am. I have a game that I've been playing. It's called Detective Mimo.
Okay.
This was presented to me as an advertisement, I believe, somewhere along the lines. And I kind of added it to a wish list. I circled around it for a while, came back to it, and thought, I've got to review a new game, so I'll start with this one. It's a cool game.
Okay.
It's a fun game, but it's not what I thought it was going to be, at least in terms of how it was presented in the advertisement in the Play Store.
Okay.
So it has a different design aesthetic. I feel like the person who created the app icon and the like hero image for the Play Store is a different artist than who actually did the game.
So like they're using for the advertising, they're using like concept art or finalized art, but maybe like
it's completely different style.
Yeah, when they got into actual development, they were like, we can't afford that.
Or they made the game and they just
feels different.
Like after the game, they went to somebody and said, hey, here's the premise. Come up with, you know, something.
Here's the images that we, you know, this is the concept and this is what the artist did.
But
interesting. Is it still good though?
It's still a fun game.
Yeah.
It's one that I've played for a while, and immediately when you start it out, it will tell you that this is best experience with headphones.
Oh, okay.
It kind of sets that table of the sound is part of the game.
Okay.
You are a cat, and you are Detective Mimo. I don't think it's Mimo. We'll say Mimo. But you have to basically solve these, figure out this guy has been keeping the police frustrated. He's doing a string of break-ins and robberies, and he's leaving calling cards telling you where he's going to be. And this detective basically says, I think I know where it's going to be. And you have to kind of start from in the police station to get your stuff together and get out and head out to the bank, for instance, because you think that's where he's going to strike. So it's a game where you can kind of swipe around and look at your environment.
Okay.
And then you can kind of tap to not necessarily interact, but you can make things, they're actionable items.
Okay.
Tap on the drawer and it slides out and, you know, it might show that there's a pen, paper, and your badge.
So similar kind of like to like the police quest style games, like point and click, or Cathy Rain was one that we talked about recently.
And I like that because things look like you can tap on them, but it's not the entire environment, and it isn't like you're touching everything, and they all tap a pen and it wiggles, like it just doesn't do anything.
Gotcha.
So you go to leave the station, for instance, and you need to take your badge. So if you head to the door, it'll say, "Oh, you know, I better get my badge."
Right.
So you go back and kind of look around and figure out things. And then you get in the car, and then you show up to the bank, and it's taped off, and there's a mother pushing a stroller with a baby in it, and you think, you know, your character thinks that the guy's already at the bank and you got to get inside, but it's taped off and you got to figure out how to get in there, and there's like clues, you got to look around. If you go to the police car that's there, if you like peek your head in there, you'll see like a note that has like a 4-digit combo on it. And so you'll go over and actually plug in the number on the door and realize, oh, it actually isn't the number. It's the actual, these are four colors. So you got to figure out which order to put those numbers in. So it's, you've got the numbers, but you don't know the order. So you got to play with that. So I like the fact that it isn't super easy. But it was also frustrating early on because you're like, okay, just how hard is this game? You get inside the bank and there's a couple of tellers and you got to figure out, each one has their own little issue. Like one is hungry and one can't stop thinking about something else. And so you'll have to figure out how to make each one of them happy. And they each give you a little bit more of a clue. There's an ATM machine that you have to kind of figure out how to fix. And you got to figure out, you know, there's a certain pattern you have to draw, buttons you got to push. And so it really does have some, good puzzle mechanics to it.
Yeah.
Almost frustratingly at first, because I didn't think it was that tough. Right. I thought I was just
so there's not really much tutorial to go through, or
it,
you know,
you're just kind of in it, and you kind of feel like almost like bowling, where there's like bumpers,
okay.
and you kind of feel out like how wide is the lane,
right?
And then it'll kind of put you back in there.
Yeah,
you're not going to do anything dangerous.
Yeah, there's a little bit of rails on the game. You can't go and all right.
And I like that. There are achievements. I've unlocked like 4 in the first hour and a half of playing. Mm-hmm. And to be fair, I was playing. I had been outside. It was cold for a while, and came in. I was kind of relaxing. And the music does kind of have like this repetitive tone to it. So mm-hmm. with headphones, you're kind of like, man, this is gonna make me sleepy.
Right. Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out these puzzles.
Right.
You know. So there's all of that, but. I like it. There are 30 achievements, and I've got, I think, 4 so far.
Uh-huh.
So there is plenty of game ahead of me.
Okay.
And just looking through some of the screenshots as to what's available, seems like, you know, it gets pretty involved.
Hmm.
So you get inside the bank, and I know that there are other things happening behind the vault, and then there's every time you think you're close, something else happens.
Sure.
But I'm interested to check it out.
So is there any kind of like real time aspect to the game too, or is it just kind of point and click and
kind of point and click
on pace?
Yeah, nothing that pops out and says, "Oh no, now you got to do this,"
right?
You know, and try to keep up. It's pretty simple.
Is it, you know, you said it recommends headphones. Is there, you know, it's a story, right? You're mm-hmm. so you're playing through kind of a story. Is there voice acting too, or is it just just text-based?
Text-based. Everything happens. Music. You just kind of read it as it mm-hmm. goes. And I think that's part of what lulled me into that kind of like,
right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's not much difference once you get mm-hmm. used to the music. Okay.
And if I'm like staring at something, trying to figure out how do I do this?
Right.
Staring at it long enough, I'm like, this thing's, I'm getting.
Right.
Again, that's not the game. I think it was more that day when I first started to play it.
So when I was playing the Cathy Rain game, I found that it felt like, that was more like 8-bit graphics. It felt mm-hmm. like it was maybe a little hard to tell what I needed to press on.
Mm-hmm.
Is this game in portrait, or is it landscape? Is it...
So you'll play it, in portrait.
Okay.
You hold your phone up. It's cartoony. It isn't like they're trying to like keep, certain aesthetic from like a certain time.
Right.
But it does have like this different design. It's almost like that aardvark cartoon Arthur.
Oh yeah.
With the family. It's just kind of like, looks like it was maybe colored pencils.
Yeah. So it's pretty
construction
simple.
Paper.
Yeah.
But not like South Park.
Right.
You know, it's more of a cartoon style. So you can definitely see details and things. It isn't like a pixelated 16-bit game or 8-bit game.
Right.
But, yeah, it's just not what I thought I was going to get when I first started to play it.
Okay. So you got scores for mm-hmm. it?
I ended up giving this an overall 3.8.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
And I think that's based off of what I've played with a little bit of what I expect from it.
Yeah.
I gave it 4s on audio. It does have good audio, the little sound effects and things that you do.
Nice.
Replay value, I'm giving it a 4, and adds notifications 4. I haven't seen nothing's said, come back to this game.
Really?
I've given it 2 days since I last played it,
uh-huh.
and it hasn't prompted me.
And this was a free-to-play game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there any in-app purchases?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. I looked, you kind of dig around in there, and really all I've come across is where you are in terms of achievements.
Okay. So there's no like, you know, 99 cents you can unlock this, or is there like a clue mechanic or anything like that?
Nope. Nothing to kind of speed your way to the front of the line.
Okay.
I gave it 3.5 on features just because it's above average.
Yeah.
Not quite, I wouldn't say it's like editor's choice kind of features.
Sure.
Good story. Enjoyable. I kind of welcome the fact that, you know, with the 4 on the replay value, I kind of welcome the puzzles.
Yeah.
Instead of just kind of following a narrative.
Right.
It does kind of force you to do some thinking. And then graphics, I gave it a 3.5 just because it was not my favorite style.
Sure.
It's not like off-putting or anything, but I do like the fact that it, you know, it's consistent so far.
Right.
But it's not not gorgeous or anything like
sure.
that.
Sure. Do you think that would change if it was, you said it was a little bit, the actual gameplay in the game is a little different than the advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, you know, you were probably more drawn to what you saw in the advertisement?
It looked more graphic novel, comic book, kind of superhero,
mm-hmm.
completely different color palette. A little
more dynamic. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was like, looked like something that you would see a much flashier kind of
style. Yeah, because that Arthur, you know, if it's that, if you're referencing like the Arthur cartoon style, that's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. It's just, it's
very simple.
It's very simple.
Yeah. Kind of okay. reminds me, I don't know if you're old enough to remember this, but it reminds me of the Sweet Pickles books.
Oh, yeah.
From way back in the early 80s.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yep. So I would say Detective Mimo, I'd give it a 3.8.
Sweet.
Pretty good. Not super awesome, but yeah. Definitely going to leave some room for wiggle to see how it goes over the next couple of plays.
Sweet. Awesome. Well, thanks, Scott.
Thank you.